This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a look at two kinds of pride and how to respond to each. Our passage is 2 Chronicles, chapters 26 through 28. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
In our city, the police cars all bear the slogan, Serve with Pride. Now, I think that's a positive thing because it deals with dignity and self-respect. The slogans don't say, Serve with arrogance, but serve with pride. And it's easy to forget that there is a good pride and a bad pride. As Christians, we need to cultivate the good pride of self-esteem while avoiding the bad pride of egotism and conceit. Much of my life has been spent working with young men and young women in a discipleship ministry. The first phase is sharing the gospel with them in an effort to bring them to repentance and faith and a new life in Christ. The second phase is helping them grow spiritually and becoming established in the faith. Then we move to the third phase of helping them become effective, productive laborers for Christ who can win and train others. All along this narrow pathway lurks hazards to their growth and development. And one of them is the deadly sin of arrogance or bad pride. And whenever I spot the warning signs of this bad pride in the life of a person with whom I'm working, we stop everything and do a Bible study together on 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Here we are introduced to King Uzziah, who was 16 years old when he became king. He built mighty towers and fortified the city of Jerusalem. He was an outdoorsman who loved to work with plants and animals. He had a great, well-equipped standing army along with war machines to shoot arrows and hurl large stones. With all of that going for him, you'd think he would be safe. But he wasn't. Now, to be sure, no foreign invader bothered him. And he did not fall under the personal sin of immorality, murder, or idolatry. But the Bible says, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. He fell through the sin of pride. When he had grown great in power, popularity, and wealth, he did not lift up the name of God in gratitude. His prosperity puffed him up, and down he went. In my work with young men and women, I have seen this sin take its toll more than any other. It's been said that pride in a person is something like an attic in a house, the highest part and usually the most empty. In our daily discipleship, let's be alert for the warning signs of pride and walk humbly with our God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with the Lord has marked a turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, what happens when you put your heart 100% into everything you do for God? Join us on Daily Discipleship.